Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
There is coming a time very soon where Satan will take over the world by empowering a global leader referred in the Bible as the Antichrist. Have you ever heard of him? Now, this is going to happen during the tribulation period, and the tribulation period can happen very soon. Jesus calls it the worst time in history on planet Earth. Now, the difference between the tribulation and now is that this man of sin, the Antichrist, and the devil himself will have power to make war against the church, God's people, and win. Revelation chapter 13 and 7, it says he was allowed to make war against God's holy people and to conquer them. It was also given to him authority over every tribe, every people, every language, and every nation. And everyone living on earth will worship him. Everyone whose name is not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slain before the foundations of the world. What I just told you is that during the tribulation period, Satan will give the Antichrist power to persecute and to destroy the church of Jesus Christ. Look at the person next to you and say, I'm not going through the tribulation. Okay, we're going to get to that. Stay tuned every week because we're going to be discussing the tribulation. You do not want to miss it. Today, again, we're talking about the messages that Jesus is giving to us to be aware of Satan's strategies against us. Jesus warns us of Satan's first strategy when he addresses the church in Ephesus. And this is in Revelation chapter 2 and 4. He says, I have this against you that you no longer love me as you did at first. Number one, Satan tempts us to leave our first love relationship with God and Christ. That is an attack of the devil. Don't think, well, I'm just getting so busy now. And, you know, I was really into church. I'm not really into it anymore as I used to be. Still believe in God, still believe in Jesus, but I'm just not like, you know what I mean? Like really connected like I was. That's an attack against you by Satan himself. Jesus spoke about that in the book of Revelation. He said, be mindful of this. Pay attention to this. And remember that you've fallen from a great height, and I want you to repent at once and make things right with me. Look at the person next to you and say, with God, your relationship, your love relationship really counts. So stay loving God faithfully. Number two, Satan's second attack against the church is persecution. The church in Smyrna was a persecuted church. Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 10, do not fear any of those things that you're about to suffer. People are suffering today all around the world. Christians are the most persecuted people on the face of the earth. Over 100,000 Christians die every year for their faith. Did you hear what I said? It's not on CNN or anybody's end. But God is aware of it, folks. We need to be aware of it. Here, the church in Smyrna was told by Jesus, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death and I will give you the crown of life. Folks, listen, the devil is not playing. If he could, he'd kill us all in here. But he can't. Praise the Lord. We have power. We have the angels of God. This is not the tribulation period. Death is not the end of life, but it's a new eternal beginning for Christians in heaven. Somebody say amen. Now, Satan's third method of attack is to tempt us to compromise. And here we are right in our culture today. What is politically correct? It's called compromise. Jesus says this is an attack from Satan himself. All this political correctness. Now listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 2 and 12. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Pergamum. This is the message from the one with the two-edged sharp sword. Jesus is talking about himself. He starts off by saying to them, I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne, yet you remain loyal to me. You refuse to deny me, even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred. But I have these few complaints against you because you tolerate some among you who is teaching like that of Balaam, who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel. He taught them to sin by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. Verse 15, and in a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow the same teaching. Now, both of these things that Jesus spoke about was about the behavior that was happening in the church. People were compromising their faith. They were compromising the word of God to be politically correct. The church in Pergamum was pressed to extend tolerance to all religious groups. Satan's method of attack was to unite the church with the state. And as a result, they followed the pagan practices. Some of the church were sexually immoral and ate food sacrificed to false religions. And this was known as the doctrine of Balaam. Jesus also spoke against the practice of the Nicolaitans. What they did was they established an ecclesiastical hierarchy over the church to direct it. This was not the way the New Testament church guidelines were for appointing spiritual leadership in the church. This doctrine allowed a person to have a theological position to dominate believers in the church. The other thing was the Nicolaitans were and practiced sensuality. They taught that their spiritual and physical nature were separate so that they could live any way they wanted. The actions of the body had nothing to do with my spiritual relationship with God. Wow. That was a lie. Number four, and this is where we're getting today, the fourth attack against the church is not to take the Bible literally. The church did not know the Bible. Sounds like we're talking about today. The church of Thyatira did not know their Bible. You know, even though some have expressed that they want the truth, sometimes it's difficult to accept the truth because the truth oftentimes requires you to change. I know I said that quick. It's been said that in trying to answer complex moral questions, most people today have embraced the self-empowering myth that whatever they sincerely believe is true. Do you know anybody like that? Doesn't sound true, but yeah, it's true. How do we know it's true? Because I said it's true. People are embracing what they call their own truth. Well, that's my truth. They say they're following their heart. Well, the heart is deceitful. In fact, a research survey reported that compared to a similar study conducted a decade ago, that's 10 years ago, the basis of people's moral and ethical decisions today is more likely to be based upon their feelings and less likely to be the Bible. That's the problem we're having in our world. Now, you have to understand something. People may be changing. People may be so-called evolving with the social discussion of morality, but the Word of God is not changing. And guess what? One day, every person will be judged by the Bible. In fact, it says in Psalm 119 and 89, your eternal word, O Lord, will stand firm in the heaven. We will all be judged by God. It will not be on our feelings. It will be based upon the word of God. Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 18 to the church in Thyatira, this is the message from the Son of God. I know the things you do. I know and I have seen your love, your faith, your service, and your patient endurance, and I can see your constant improvement in all these things. But I have this complaint against you. You're permitting that woman, that Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to lead my servants astray. She teaches them to commit sexual sin and to eat food offered to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she does not want to turn away from her immorality. Therefore, I will throw her on a bed of suffering, and those who commit adultery with her with suffering, and they will suffer unless they repent and turn away from their evil deeds. Satan influenced Thyatira, that church, to allow false teachers and false doctrine to enter into the church. Folks, we have to make sure that doesn't happen today. I said, we have to make sure that doesn't happen. If you hear a person teaching something other than what the Word of God says, you have my permission to get up and walk out. The devil is trying to bring confusion to our churches with all of the things that we're hearing. He plants false teaching to limit God's power and effectiveness in our lives.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, at this time, the devil was tempting church leaders and teachers to engage in sexual immorality with its members. Folks, today, even now, thousands of people are being molested or seduced by religious leaders, whether you realize it or not, and I think you do realize it. Now, at this particular church named Thyatira, there was a false teacher referred to as Jezebel. She seduced the congregation to commit sexual sin because she taught that sexual immorality was not a sin. It's just not a sin. It's okay. It's okay if you see somebody, love them. God is all about love. Love, 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 love. Don't worry about it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. However, guys, we are living in a culture where people, even in the church, have let down their standard of what holiness a righteous living is all about. How many of you know that's true? In another research study, it noted that substantial numbers of Christians believe that the activities such as abortion, gay sex, sexual fantasies, cohabitation, that's shacking, or living together out of wedlock, drunkenness, and viewing pornography are all morally accepted. Folks, this was a poll that was taken, and these are so-called Christians who say, this is okay today. I know it's not the way mama and dad did it and all of our relatives, but this is okay today. God will accept this today. Let me just say this. Subjects that are really rarely talked about in church, those are the ones that you're going to deal with in life the most because no one's talking about it. Look at the person next to you and say, it's time to get into the messy things that are happening in the world because many of these things are starting to happen in the church. Now, God wants us to run away from sexual temptation. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 3, it says, it is the will of God that you keep away from sexual sin as a mark of your devotion to God. Each of you should know that finding a husband or a wife for yourself is to be done in a holy and honorable way, not in the passionate, lustful way of people who don't know God. No one should take advantage of or exploit other believers that way. The Lord is the one who punishes people for all these things. We've already told you and warned you about this before. God did not call us to sexual immorality, but to holy living. Parents, listen, I know this sermon is a little bit direct, and I know this is a family day, but it is important for you to talk to your children about what God really expects from our lives as being His children and how we really should live. We must live lives that are honoring to God, and that has to do with our bodies as well. It's important for you to know that most of your children know a lot more than you think they know when it comes about the opposite sex. My question is, what are you telling them? Are you giving them what the Word of God says? Because if you're not, where are they getting their information from? I can tell you this, when I was growing up, there was not a lot of talk about this in the church. There was not a lot of talk about this in my home. And as a result, I was a little confused at times. I thought that a little girl was going to have a baby because I kissed her. Oh, it doesn't work like that. I'm putting everybody's mind at ease now. If you kiss someone, you don't have to worry. Okay? I see some of the little kids even laughing at that one. I'm getting nervous about this, so. The truth of the matter is, as parents, you need to talk to your children. Some of you need to talk to your 50-year-old children about God's expectation of our lives, how we are to live our lives. One of Satan's great tests and strategies against us is what we do with our lives, what we do with our physical bodies. This is something we all have to deal with. And it's important for you to be able to express to your children, to your family, to your loved ones, yes, to your neighbors, and yes, even those at work, what the Bible really says about this. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, it talks about how God has delivered many people from sexual promiscuity. That is, being involved with people the wrong way. Sexual immorality is a sin that will keep you out of heaven. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral or idolaters or adulterers or people who practice homosexuality or thieves or the greedy nor those who are drunk nor revilers nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such was some of you. But now you're washed, you're sanctified, you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. God has one standard for us all. There are not two standards of behavior. So it's so important for us to understand that God's moral standards are always for our good and always good for the society that he created. Yes, God created humanity. And everything that he is telling us is for our good. Somebody say amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, the body is not for sexual sin, but for the Lord. God raised the Lord, and by his power will also raise us. Don't you realize that your body are the parts of Christ's body? You should not take the parts of Christ's body and make him a part of something that is unthinkable. Don't you realize that the person who unites himself in the wrong way with other people becomes one body with them? Because the Bible says the two are one. The Bible says, however, the person unites himself with the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Therefore, stay away from improper relationships. Other sins that people commit don't affect their bodies in the same way. People who commit immorality sin against their own body. Don't you know that your body is the temple that belongs to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, whom you receive from God, lives in you. You don't belong to yourself. What a relevant message and warning to the church today. This is from the book of Revelation, and I'm giving you corresponding scriptures that go along with it. Now, folks, let me just say this to you today. God knows all of us and where we live. He knows who we are, and he knows the struggles that we go through in life. The subject of our human passions, the subject of what we do with our bodies, is something we have to talk about, something we need to understand according to the Word of God, because every one of us is going to be judged for how we lived and how we used this body. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 10, it says, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or the evil that we have done in this earthly body. The book of Revelation is about to expose even more of Satan's strategies to destroy us and to destroy the world. Know this, in this book, Jesus Christ sent a message to warn us so that we could avoid being trapped and so that we can make it to heaven, so that we can fulfill the destiny that God has given to each of us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is The Devil is in the Details, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call, you will answer, and while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health. Heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.